And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner, with his wife, has been stymied at the Johnson farm for nearly a week, while one of the Johnson children has the measles. At first, in order to avoid future ridicule, Abner tried to make the home folks think that he and Elizabeth were in Texas, as they had planned to be. But complications finally forced him to admit the truth. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jotham Down store talking to Abner on the telephone. Listen.
Well, don't worry, Abner. Bad as I need you here at the store, I'll figure out some way to get you and Elizabeth back home. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so swamped with grocery orders that... Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. I'll get him to drive out and get you.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Yeah, well, I'll fix it up, Abner. You bet. Goodbye.
Was that Mr. Abner you was talking to?
Yeah, and he can come home today. All he has to do is wait till Doc Miller gets there this afternoon and tells him for sure they can leave.
Oh, is the Johnson young'un over the measles?
Practical, I guess.
Well, why don't Mr. Abner and Miss Elizabeth go on down to Texas then, like they aimed on doing?
Well, it ain't no use now. That Aunt Agathy they was going down there to visit has left Fred's place by now, so they wouldn't get to see her no ways. But the big problem is how to get them and all their suitcases back to town. Would you drive out there and pick them up, Cedric?
Well, I'm awful low on gas coupons.
Well, it's just 4 mile out to the Johnson place, and I need Abner here in the store the worst way. I ain't had no time lately to see to attend to my school board business.
Oh, that reminds me, Mr. Lum. I'm supposed to tell you a message from Miss Platt. She sent me over here just special.
She did? Well, what do you know about that? Must be lonesome.
Well, so long, I got to get on back to school now.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't told me the message yet.
Mom? Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's see, message.
For goodness sakes, hurry up and think of it.
Oh yeah, I know. Some feller's coming over to see you.
What kind of a feller?
Oh, I don't know. He stopped at the schoolhouse there. Some county education feller, I think she said.
County education feller? Granny, he must be somebody important. What's he coming here to Pine Ridge for?
I believe I forgot that, I think.
Well, when's he coming then? You ought to be able to recollect that.
Oh, well, he's coming right over, I think.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I better call Miss Platt and find out what this is all about.
Yes, Mom.
Cedric, you ought to learn yourself how to recollect things better.
Well, I'm just too busy learning school junk to take up recollecting right now, Mr. Lum. I'm getting to be one of the leading scholars, I think.
Yeah, I wish Abner was back already. I can't run the school board in the store. Hello? Is this Miss Emmeline?
Emmeline? Never heard him call her that before.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is Lum. Mr. Edwards, school board president. Yeah. Yeah, Mom. Yeah, Cedric just told me. Who is he, anyway? Mr. Dennison. Oh, I see. I see. Well, don't worry. If making a good impression on him will help our school, it's as good as done right now.
Hey, Mr. Lum, I see that feller coming yonder now.
He's coming now, Miss Emmeline, so I better hang up. Yes, Mom, I'll check with you later. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Grannies, this is a chance I've been waiting for. Miss Platt's bound to admire me now.
Oh, what's that feller want anyways, Mr. Lum?
Well, I'll tell you later. You have to get on to school, don't you, Cedric?
Yes, Bob. Gotta get back, because we're learning all about the igloos. Them are people that live up in Alaska. And there's one lady igloo up there named Roaring Borealis.
Well, mind out, Cedric. Here he comes. I gotta make a good impression on him. Well, come in. How do you do, sir? I reckon you're Mr. Dennison, ain't you?
Yes. I'm Mr. Dennison.
Well, sir, I'm L. Edwards, president of the school board and justice of the peace and leading merchant of the town.
Well, how do you do?
Just help yourself to a cigar there out of the cigar counter.
No, thank you.
Oh, this here is Mr. Weehunt. Shake hands with Mr. Dennison, Cedric.
How do you do, Mr. Hunt?
How do you do, sir?
Mr. Edwards, I'm from the county superintendent's office, and we're making a survey of the smaller schools in this area. You see, we're planning to reorganize the budget to adjust any existing inequalities of the disbursements of the tax money to the various schools.
Yeah, I know all of that.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I keep up on everything. I don't let no grass grow on my head. Fact is, that's the way this whole school system out here is run.
Yes, well, that's very good to know. At any rate, this will probably mean cutting down funds for some schools and increasing them for others.
Well, we can sure use more funds in our school. I can tell you that without going any further.
Yes, well...
Fact is, I'd like to see Miss Emily, or that is, the school teacher, get a better salary. Leastways, one she can live on.
Yes, yes. Well, all those matters are being considered quite carefully. But the principal basis and goal of this readjustment is the encouragement of more progressive schools.
Progressive, huh?
Yes.
Well, we're progressive as all get out. Sometimes the schools are progressive, their scholars can't even keep up with it.
Oh. Yes, well, we want to find that out, too.
Good.
Those schools wherein we find evidence of honest and effective progressive methods will be inclined to offer further encouragement to them in a financial and also in other ways.
Well, that's us right there. Now, you got us down to a T.
Yes. Well, in some cases where we find the school hopelessly backward and its students retarded, we'll probably go so far as to replace the teachers.
Replace the teacher? Well, now, wait a minute. There ain't no better teacher in this whole country than Miss Platt, and I'll guarantee that.
Oh, I merely said in some cases, Mr. Edwards. Some cases. The whole thing depends, you see, on our survey of the schools and of the students.
Well, let's get over there and survey them, then. We can get Ezra Seastrunks to help us. He sort of helped the county surveyor out here one summer.
That's a very good idea.
And he's located in the corners on Luke Spears' place.
Yes, well, we certainly could use assistance.
I'll get my hat and wait. Granny's, I can't leave the store. Cedric, will you watch things here for the rest of the afternoon?
Well, I got to get back over to the schoolhouse.
Well, I can fix that. Or wait a minute. There's Grandpappy Spears across the street. Yeah, I can get him to stay here. I'll be back directly, Mr. Denison.
Yes, all right. I'll wait for you. did you say your name is Mr. Hunt?
Oh, Mr. Wee Hunt. Same as my papa's.
Oh.
His name's Mr. Wee Hunt, too.
Oh, I see. Rather odd name. I heard you mention Mr. Wee Hunt. Something about getting back to the schoolhouse. Are you the janitor there?
Janitor?
Yes.
Oh, no, Mom. Old Vest generally does the janitor work over there.
Oh, I see, I see.
Old Vest.
Yes. Well, what is your connection with the school, then, Mr. Wee Hunt? Do you have a boy going there?
Oh, Mom.
I said, do you have a son attending the school?
Oh, I don't think so. No.
You don't think so? Well, what do you do at the school, then?
Oh, I go there. I'm a scholar.
A scholar?
Yes, Mom. I'm one of the leading scholars there, I think.
Oh. Oh, you mean you're taking some sort of postgraduate work?
I don't know what I'm taking. I know we're studying about the igloos.
Igloos?
Them are people that lives up in Alaska. Did you know that?
As a matter of fact, I didn't.
Well, that's what them igloos do. They live up there. I don't know. Most of them work in the ice house, I think. I've saw pictures of them sitting around on the ice. They have a hole down the ice, and they fish down through the hole. They sit up there, and they got long teeth down in front.
Igloos, then?
Yeah. And there's one woman igloo named Roarin' Ellis. I think that's her name. She must be a holy terror.
I see. Mr. Weehunt, pardon me for being personal, but just what grade are you in?
Oh, I'm in the fourth reader now. The first time, too.
How old are you?
Oh, let's see now. How old am I? I voted last time, I know. Or that is, I would have voted, but I couldn't recollect who was running. Let's see how old am I.
And you say you're one of the leading scholars in your school?
Yes, Mom. Yeah.
Let me jot this down, will you?
About the igloos, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, it's nice stuff to know. Yeah. Something else I like in school is art drawing with crayolas. Just love it. I'm way ahead of the other scholars in that, too.
Yeah.
The other day, I drawed a rabbit, and the teacher looked at it, and she thought it was a tree.
Yes, well, thank you very much, Mr. Weehunt. I think I have sufficient material to go on now. When Mr. Edwards comes back, would you please tell him that... Oh, here he is now.
That blame granddad claims he has to go down to the barber shop. Wait a minute, you ain't leaving, are you, Mr. Denison?
Yes, I'm afraid I'll have to. We'll postpone the survey until later. You see, I've checked your school for a more thorough investigation, and we'll also look into the matter of replacing the instructor.
Now,
don't you worry, Mr. Edwards. We'll all work together and get things straightened out, and then you'll have just as good a school here as any place.
Good night.
Well, I'll sworn to goodness. Now, what in the world made him talk like that?
Well, I don't know.
Cedric, you've just got to drive out there to the Johnsons and get Abner. I've got to have more time to work on this. I can't let nothing happen to Miss Platt, or the school neither.
Well, I got to get back to school, old Mr. Long.
Getting Abner's more important. Now hurry up and get your... Wait, that was our ring. I hope that ain't Miss Platt wanting to know how I come out with Mr. Denison. Grannies. Hello? Jot him down store and library. Who? Oh, say, Cedric's coming out to get you, Abner. Huh? Well, why not? Oh, for pity's sake.
What's the matter, Mr. Long?
Now Abner's come down with the measles, too.